Miss Nelson is Missing by Harry Allard and James Marshall. The kids in room 207 were misbehaving again. Spitballs stuck to the ceiling. Paper planes whizzed through the air. They were the worst behaved class in the whole school. "Now settle down," said Miss Nelson in a sweet voice. But the class would not settle down. They whispered and giggled. They squirmed and made faces. They were even rude during story hour. And they always refused to do their lessons. "Something will have to be done," said Miss Nelson. The next morning, Miss Nelson did not come to school. "Wow!" yelled the kids. "Now we can really act up!" They began to make more spitballs and paper planes. "Today, let's be just terrible," they said. "Not so fast," hissed an unpleasant voice. A woman in an ugly black dress stood before them. "I am your new teacher, Miss Viola Swamp," and she rapped the desk with her ruler.
"Where is Miss Nelson?" asked the kids.
"Never mind that," snapped Miss Swamp. "Open those arithmetic books." Miss Nelson's kids did as they were told. They could see that Miss Swamp was a real witch. She meant business. Right away, she put them to work. And she loaded them down with homework. "We'll have no story hour today," said Miss Swamp. "Keep your mouths shut," said Miss Swamp. "Sit perfectly still."